producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We take a walk.
All right. Hey, wait a minute. You're not supposed to be singing here. This is my job.
I
sing on my burger.
Kind of flew out of my mouth. I apologize.
I'm shutting your mouth. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We have no female influence in this hour.
Well,
we have got Rich, who's wondering about his own sexuality.
You're
so maybe
well, you're in touch with your feminine side.
I am in touch with my feminine side. That's true. And several other. Well, no, let's keep going here.
Keeping us straight.
Rich McFadden and Ken Kessler. Yes, Kara is in charge of a lot of the technical aspects. Schillen is her last name, and she does an excellent job. The thought for the day today comes from Marie Osmond, who is 56. Those of you who like Donny Osmond or you like Donny and Marie,
take them both.
You can do everything you can to try to stop bad things from happening to you, but eventually things will happen. So the best prevention is a positive attitude.
Okay. I'm down with it. She's seen some
tough times.
She's seen some hard times.
She has. Yep, worked her way through it. So that's thought of the day. Quote of the day is, believed he was not sober. That was a reporter's description of former USC head football coach Steve Sarkisian. Is it Sarkisian? Sarkisian. Had a game last month, and how he became the now former.
He was hammered.
Coach, how do you have a? How was that his rap? Did he drink a lot?
Not that I was aware of, but he was hammered.
Really? Okay, so here's the story. Let's talk about some of these people who ought to have known better. The woman whose story is told at DougSteffen.com today, who used live video Periscope to show her after a party on Friday night, driving drunk home.
Oh, beautiful.
She says, let's see if I get a DUI. She broadcast multiple videos through the night. They stopped once the police pulled up behind her.
Beautiful.
That story.
Do you understand what Periscope is? Have you?
I have, yeah. As a matter of fact, I asked that question earlier, and I was told that it is connected to Twitter.
It is owned by Twitter.
And it's an app that you can get and use for such intelligent things as we've just described.
Right. So it's a social media app that you can video cast yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do it anywhere. Like right now, I could turn it on of us doing a show here.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that'd be good. Why don't you?
I will.
Hmm. All right. Second item, or third, I guess. We've got four of these.
Rich McFadden on Periscope, though.
On Periscope, not at Twitter.
Correct.
At Twitter. Periscope.
Yeah, well, get the Periscope app.
Yeah, for Twitter.
And then my username is at Rich McFadden.
Really? Yeah. At Rich McFadden.
Hmm. Yeah, you should get one.
What, at Rich McFadden?
No, I got my own.
At Doug Steffen.
At Doug Steffen, yeah. Periscope. I'd love to see you, Periscope.
After robbing a local convenience store, a Baltimore man must have decided that he was too tired to get away on his own, so he called up his Uber app and got an Uber driver to come pick him up.
Good
that was
him.
The getaway car.
All right.
Officers arrested Thad Corcoran within 30 minutes of the robbery. According to the police department, the Uber driver apparently picked up.
He was hip to what was going on.
Apparently, I guess so.
I wonder if he got the Uber X since he had some newfound cash in his pocket.
I don't know. That's expensive, though. More expensive.
Yeah.
His customer rating is going to drop.
Yeah. Randy Quaid.
I love him.
And his wife are in the slammer. They crossed the border from Canada to Vermont and were immediately arrested on a fugitive warrant. Now, if you haven't seen a picture of Randy Quaid, you might want to Google it so you can see what he looks like today in jail. He doesn't look like the guy that flew the plane in Independence Day. He doesn't look like any of the things that he's been involved. I mean, he looked rough in a few of the movies that he's been in, but he really looks rough now. And so he's in jail because they're wanted in Santa Barbara on charges they vandalized the guest house at a home that they once owned. I don't understand. I thought there was a motel or something involved in that. Kenny, what can you tell us about? Wasn't there some other thing that he was wanted for as well? Something really stupid.
I think so. It all seems really stupid. And he fled to Canada and then did something in Canada that made him
get out of Canada.
Back to the U.S.
What do you have to do to get kicked out of Canada?
Oh, man, it is a blazer out there. You're lucky you got air conditioning in here like Mother Nature intended.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
There you go. Randy Quaid. Just the whole story is told by looking at a picture of him. That's the whole story. Just look at a picture of him. That tells you the whole. All you need to know.
You
is
think he's adopted
in that picture?
How do you think him and Dennis are brothers?
Dennis Quaid.
These two guys are brothers.
It's amazing. Is his brother going to bail him out?
I think his brother kind of
washed his hands him
years ago.
Really?
Yeah, because when he was having that drinking problem or something, I think he tried.
You think he had a drinking problem? You can never tell that by looking at the picture that you see of him today. How's that beard looking, Kenny? Just his hair.
Could be something living in there.
First thing I looked at, I thought it was Edgar. I'm not. It wasn't Edgar, but it looked like Edgar. Edgar was one of my best pals in life. He ran my farm for 14 years, died 3.5 years ago. But he had a beard like that, only it was clean. And his hair was clean. And he looked clean. Whew, man, there must be some B.O. there someplace. Did you know everybody had B.O.? Richie, I was told the other night, everybody has B.O.
Eventually.
Really?
Sure. There's some people have it less than others, but you go long enough, everybody's going to have it,
Long enough without a shower.
Right.
But I take a shower every day.
You should probably take two.
Oh,
you sweat a lot. You work hard.
I do work hard. The story from Alcatraz. Who thought Alcatraz would be in the headlines? Alcatraz. Apparently, some people escaped back in 1962. Remember, Kenny and I were talking about this off the air. The Clint Eastwood movie?
Yeah.
About him escaping. What a great movie that was. But there was no suggestion, although there was a hope when you saw him escaping, that he was going to make it. But at that time, the word was that nobody had ever lived who tried to escape from Alcatraz. You can escape from the building, but once you get into those currents, you're done.
And swimming
over
there. Cold water.
It's cold,
too.
Awful, yeah. But apparently, according to the rumor, a couple of people may have survived. Where did that information come from, Kenny? Why now is there a focus on these people who escaped in 1962? Where would that be?
The History Channel is doing some sort of research for an upcoming special, and they interviewed family members of former inmates. And somebody said they thought that their uncle or whatever was still alive.
Didn't Randy Quaid play somebody's uncle in a movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. So maybe he's the one who's
in Vacation. Yeah, he's the one.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N, Reggie. 14 past the hour. In a moment, there's a party of five scheduled for tonight. Are you going to attend? That's up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh,
but no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
At TIAA CREP, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
All right, let's see. We have 16 after the hour. The details of the party of five, as in the five candidates who have enough support in the polls to make the debate cutoff, they're on the stage tonight. I can't figure out, Kenny, whether it's 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Is 8:30 the garbage intro, and then 9 o'clock it actually happens? What are we watching at 8:30?
I think 8:30 is CNN's pregame.
Waste your time. Right.
Yeah.
Waste your time watching that.
Here's what we think is going to happen. Here's
what do you think
is going to
happen, Richie? Yes.
And then afterwards, it's here's what actually happened.
All right.
Here's what I think about what actually happened.
Yes. Oh. You going to tell us?
No, that's just what they're all going to be talking about.
Right. So, the people you need to know, a couple of folks that are close to Richie in proximity, real estate-wise, former Senator Jim Webb.
Right.
Long shot candidate number one, Vietnam veteran, Secretary of the Navy, a Reaganite. Sort of, because he worked for Reagan, but he's a Democrat.
Right.
Pro-prison reform, anti-Iran. He says he's not a career politician, really. Why is he running for president, then?
He's been in it for about 10, 12 years, I guess.
All right. Bernie Sanders, he's a career politician.
Yes.
What is there? Is he going to be yakking about gun control? He is drawing
to be asking about everything control.
Actually, you know, he's drawing younger crowds than Hillary is, and he's older than she is.
Yeah.
But that's because the millennials like his position on fiscal conservatism. You know, I was told, Jack Stockwell, who's one of our doctors, said I was wrong, Richie, about Martin O'Malley. I was making, would you say, Kenny, I was making fun of him? Or how would you
make fun?
Yeah, well, we played a clip, and he was so boring.
And I started to fall asleep.
Yeah. And what did Dr. Jack Stockwell have to say?
He says that O'Malley has the same points of view on many issues that I do in terms of cutting government size, breaking
up the corporation. Come live in Maryland for a little while and see how you like him.
Yeah.
Well, he's gone now.
Well, but I got that pejorative from you. That's why I didn't like him, because you influenced my thinking. I don't really know that much about him.
You would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't like him?
No.
No. On anything?
Oh, I'm sure you have some common ground. Everybody has some common ground somewhere. Yeah.
Now, let's see here.
But
he has an A in his last name. I have an A in my last name.
Right. Hey, just all you need to know about a Martin O'Malley is how well he handled Maryland's version of the Obamacare website.
Yeah.
It was a disaster.
Disaster.
Absolute disaster.
All right. So then there's Lincoln Chafee of Rhode Island. He was a Republican before. And let's see here. Joe... In the know, Biden. There are people who are very upset about this because they think that the podium should not be there, an empty podium, as if to acknowledge that he might be a presidential candidate. If you're not in, you're out, right? Why would you think that he has any credibility at all unless he's playing? We're all in this and he's playing. He's playing us.
This isn't his idea. This is CNN.
Yeah.
Yeah, CNN is hoping that people will watch to see, will he show up? Won't he show up?
Let me tell you why I'm going to watch and pay attention to the Democratic debate tonight.
Yeah.
Because Donald Trump announced this morning that he will be watching the debate and tweeting the whole time.
I'm not on. It'll be a lousy ratings thing.
By the way, be a sideshow.
Just for argument's purpose, just for the sake of saying it, because I like saying it, the Fair and Balanced Network is not having any Democratic debates. How many people find that shocking?
You think anybody would show up?
What? On Fox?
If they invited all five or six.
Would you pledge to run as a Republican or a one-party candidate?
Right.
If you, yeah.
Do you think they'd walk into a Fox studio to do a debate? I think they would.
Why not? It's airtime.
Sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think they'd think they'd get... Where do they think they're going to get a fair shake anyway, anywhere? So, yeah, I think they would.
All right. Paul Ryan, according to some on the right-wing blogs, I believe Newsmax is in on this, I'm not sure for sure, is a lefty. That's what they
want. Some people say that.
Right-wingers want to think that he's a lefty. Okay, there you go. 21, that makes it perfect in my book, then. 21 after the hour. Ryan for Speaker of the House. What do you think?
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Love that. We like that.
The My Three Songs contest on the air on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. We're going to play you three songs that have something in common. Different artists, something about these songs. When you hear them, you put your thinking cap on and figure what they have in common. You'll dial us at 888-302-3684. If you won before, don't call in because we'd like to give other people the chance to win. That's a fair thing.
I talked to a gentleman yesterday, and he was asking about his prize, so I went looking. Ends up he's won five times this year.
Really?
So give someone else a chance.
No more. I thought we were going to not do that. Didn't we used to disqualify people that had already won?
If people want to play, they want to play.
Give people all over the country a chance.
So here's
here we go. One of the great pop songs of all time, in my opinion. The Cars, number one song this week. 1984 was the year. The song is Drive. Who's gonna pick you up? I get a goosebump every time I hear this song. This was their third big song. They had one more a couple of years later. The song's video was directed by Timothy Hutton, featured Paula Poretskova, and Ocasek married her after that. You know that, Richie?
I don't know whether they were already married.
Oh, really? Were they, maybe?
Not married yet.
But they were dating?
Okay. Interesting.
Also one of the songs the band played at Live Aid 1985.
Oh, it's good to be a rock star.
Come on.
You're all skinny and ugly.
They do get good-looking girls for whatever the reason. Okay, so Drive by the Cars, first of three songs in our contest today. Janet Jackson here with That's the Way Love Goes. Platinum-selling number one hit this week, 1993. Number one for 8 weeks in a row, as a matter of fact. Won the Grammy for the best R&B song of the year. Been covered by a lot of different artists, including NSYNC, Bruno Mars. Also got a Billboard Award, American Music Award, Soul Train Award, BMI Award, Award. So that's the way love goes. Janet Jackson, number two. Here's Cheap Trick.
Love Cheap Trick.
With a Flame. Band's first and only number one song in our country. song appeared in several TV shows, including One Tree Hill and the Looney Tunes show. Yosemite Sam sang the song.
Kenny, okay. Is it Cheap Trick's only number one song?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yep. Yeah.
Wow.
I was shocked to find that out.
I always gave away the answer by asking a question. How the hell did they blankety blankety blank? All right, so the Cars are in this. Janet Jackson's in this. Cheap Trick is in this. So if you know your music,
and by the way,
you understand why it is that they are all together. By the way, what?
Well, I think we need a little help with this one because right. People are listening to the lyrics, looking at the title.
No, forget the title.
Don't
of the
go
lyrics.
There. It's not. It's all about the singers. Song. Think about the bands.
Yeah.
What do the bands have in common?
Janet Jackson, not a
right.
band.
Right.
All right. The Cars, Cheap Trick, two good bands. Cars better. Janet Jackson, established musical presence, even though she's in the holy family of the Jacksons. She did okay and deserved to get the attention she got because she's pretty good.
She's very good.
Right? So, yep. All right. So
I would even give a clue and say that all three of these have been in the news in the last week.
Yes, they have. Why would all three of these? Yeah, we only got, what, we have 30 seconds with you, right?
That's it.
All right. Cars, Janet Jackson, Cheap Trick. I'm going to have to give this away. Get some live action here, but I think we are running out of time.
It's all a hard right. one, but worth
well,
doing.
So. Yeah, well, Kenny just gave a good hint in that they'd all been in the music news the past week because all of these people are Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees for this year. Janet Jackson, The Cars, and Cheap Trick.
So you didn't get it, but we got to play these three songs, and you got to listen, and that's all good.
Yeah, very good. It's all good.
Yeah.
I like it. The only problem is the Moody Blues are still not there.
Yeah, that's yeah. all.
28 after on Good Day.
Hi. I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different and an appreciation of new things and people just because they're there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start to notice a lot of things you never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see the pet in your life develop and learn. A family is a pet plus people. All existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, that you could possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. They're our best friends. They're honest. They never lie. They never cheat. Spend more time with your pet. You'll feel better about it, and so will your pet. And you know what? You learn an awful lot from watching your dog or cat. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
This voice is one that belongs to Doug Steffen. There's a voice over there belongs to Rich McFadden. Another voice that belongs to Ken Kessler. And then your voice, which is very important. Time for you to play hard, work hard, and use your brain so that everything is not hard. We like, when you use, the more you use your brain, the easier things are in life, as is proof positive by all the people who use their brains every day on this program. The U.S. Supreme Court today will hear arguments on whether a ruling banning life without parole sentences for juvenile offenders must be applied retroactively. Louisiana, Alabama, Colorado, Michigan, Minnesota, and Pennsylvania have all said no. You get the issue here? If you are convicted and are a teenager and underage, juveniles are under 18, right?
Right.
Okay, let's say you kill your mother, father, or somebody, I don't know, whatever. And you get sentenced to life in prison as a juvenile offender. The state law in six states, says that you cannot challenge that. Other states have challenged it. So now, obviously, somebody who's in prison in one of those states who was a juvenile when he or she was sentenced is pushing to have this overturned because they say it's unconstitutional not to treat children differently than adults. Who thinks that's a good idea? If you're a juvenile, you don't know what the argument is. Oh, he's just a kid. He doesn't know what he's doing. Really? I think I find that hard to believe when I look at some of these people, well, the thing that is lost in all of this is that these people are clinically insane when they do that. That's the definition of insanity, is take somebody else's life or do something else that's just as counterintuitive to having a long, healthy, happy life. This puts an end to you having your long, happy, healthy life, right?
There's
whenever
many different circumstances, though. I mean,
yeah, but you still got to be insane to do it. You got to be crazy to do it.
I think there are some cases where some kids don't really realize what the consequences could be.
Mm. Well, they don't think about what the consequences are.
Or they don't really know yet that dead is dead, you know? although in your early teens, you start to really realize dead is dead.
All right. Speaking about dead and dead, why are we now looking at another report today on the airline or the 777 Flight 17 that broke up over...
Didn't they find a wing?
Yeah. No, wait a minute.
This is the one that got shot down.
Right. This happens all. Imagine the bad luck. The same kind of a plane, same airline, twice in 1 year. And by the way, none of those planes have ever gone down because the plane was at fault. The plane that crashed in San Francisco, the Asiana 777, because the pilots were in the cockpit talking and weren't paying attention. Oh, the plane's landing. Clong. So, anyway, it's very interesting to see how people still want to sort of like stir the pot on this. That whether it's this one or the one that went down over the Indian Ocean or wherever the heck it went down. Do we think it's down? What, by the way, isn't it interesting?
Yeah.
After the that wing was found, what have you heard since then about the wing? Anything?
The past few days.
No, it's been a month and a half since that wing was found. What do you hear about it?
That it was the wing.
Really?
What else do you want to hear about it?
I want to know more.
Found some bodies inside of it?
No, that's not what they... More likely
it's a miracle.
Fuel inside of it.
Everybody's alive.
I don't know. I'm not satisfied.
Now I have to know what you think. There's got to be some crazy theory going around. And around.
Why would you assume that I have a crazy theory?
Yes, I know you come up with some of these crazy, wacky things.
I just think
ideas.
All kinds of things can be done, manipulated. You know that as well as I do. Anything's possible. Look at what happened in the beer business, for example. After months of playing hard to get, Miller Lite or Miller Brewery or SAB Miller, whoever it is that owns that company, have finally said yes. They said no, 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 no. But this company, InBev, that acquired Anheuser-Busch, what, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yeah.
And people like Richie said, I'm never drinking a damn drop of Anheuser-Busch products. No more Bud for me. He was never going to drink Bud again anyway. It didn't make any difference to him.
I would have one occasionally.
Occasionally.
When you're at the ballpark and, you know, they're cheap or whatever. But, yeah, I'll never touch
it. So, by the way, Miller had been bought out by a South African outfit before. That was not an American beer either. Was a South African brewer. That's where the SAB comes from. SAB is the name of the South African beer.
You want me to make you happy?
Me happy?
Yeah.
You're going to give me some root beer?
Drink Yingling.
Yingling. Frank Yingling went to Heidelberg in my class.
It's the best American mass-produced beer.
Is that why you're making me happy? Because you're talking about American beer that's good?
I know you know.
Or because you know that I had Frank Yingling in my class?
That's my house beer.
House beer.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have one of my specialty beers, but I also keep Yingling in the refrigerator for when people just stop by.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Love that beer.
$104 billion this company's going to be worth. Jeepers crow. Yesterday, Dell buys EMC for $67 billion. Today, these guys buy this outfit for $104 billion. Wait a minute. Where did we make a wrong turn here? How much is the Doug Steffen Good Day Steffen Multimedia worth on the open market?
$0.032 billion, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Where's the check? Huh? Where's the check?
You wouldn't sell
that. I think she's in check. She's a check, and
yeah,
she's in check.
Jennifer, she's in Prague.
Peter D. Barry. Let's do some names and news. Are you ready?
Help me out.
Peter B-A-R-B-E-Y. Barbie is the new owner of the Village Voice. This is an alternative weekly newspaper that has been around since Woodstock. He's planning to invest more money in the Voice and make it relevant again. The Village Voice. How many people would confess to having read The Village Voice beside me?
Can't say as I can help you there.
Read it in college, as a matter of fact. Couldn't. It was pretty rare to find that out in the Midwest. Not many copies. So The Village Voice floating around in Tiffin, Ohio. I'll tell you that.
I'm
back
confused.
In the 60s.
You say he's in Pennsylvania, but you say The Village Voice. I'm thinking New York.
I didn't say Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, because he lives in Berks County, Pennsylvania.
I didn't know.
You're talking about
that.
New York. Okay, yeah, the New York Village Voice. Okay.
Yeah, The Village Voice.
Okay.
Why, did you think I got it wrong?
No, I was just confused. Sorry.
Ricky, you know, you usually get confused.
I get confused easily.
What's your problem? You had too many beers before you went to bed last night?
Yeah, I haven't had a beer in 3 weeks.
All right, story at DougStefan.com. I'm just running through these because I'm waiting to find one that people say, oh, really? So this is probably that story. Playboy magazine.
Oh, really?
Is going to stop publishing. Stop the presses. Everybody, stop what you're doing. This is news. Playboy is going to stop publishing images of nude women. They want a greater audience. Really? So they don't want half of the population, half of the men, to be looking at photos of nude women. What are they going to do?
No. It's just that you can get it anywhere now. Everybody can get it
online.
On their phone,
yep,
or iPad.
Right.
So it makes
that Rich?
Irrelevant.
How do you know that?
That's pretty well known out there.
I didn't know that.
That you can get pictures of
not me.
Anything you want on your phone at any time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I was always told I could get everything I wanted at Alice's restaurant.
Well, that's true, too. But
plenty of free pictures on the web. So there's still going to be a Playmate of the Month, though. The pictures will be PG-13. Magazine website dispensed with nudity last year. Circulation, this is a shocker, has dropped to 800,000 from 8 million in 1975.
So 800,000 people are buying it because they like reading it.
Really, that's right. That's what I always used to say.
That's
a very good article.
It's true.
There was actually a lot of good stuff. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great fiction in there usually and good interviews.
Yep. Yeah, so let's
see. So, I mean, they're seeing the reality.
Yeah, but this
reality
is the...
is their product is no longer necessary.
No.
So they're just using the brand and revamping, and good for them.
Yeah, right. Isn't Hefner's daughter running it, right?
I think she is. Well, there's another CEO that went to Hugh and asked for his permission to do this.
Really?
But I think that's kind of like a, you know, I think the daughter is running the company.
I think she is, too. Yeah, right. Okay, sports not a big thing. I like baseball, though, so let's spend a minute on the Mets beating the Dodgers 13-7 last night.
A little revenge.
2-1 lead in the best of five. Cubs took the lead in their series. So what's going on there? But the Royals beat the Blue Jays, yeah? Or no? What's going on with that? Is it half and half?
Yeah, I think so.
So they have to go to the fifth game.
Yep.
All right, who are you for there?
Me?
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't care.
Okay.
Nats,
Kenny, what about you?
I'm done.
I don't really care. I'd like to see the Mets win just because of the dirty play the Dodgers did the other day.
Dodgers are dirty.
Yeah, but I can't root for either one of those because there's a direct competitor to the Nats. Cubs.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. It'd be nice to see the Cubs.
I want to see Back to the Future prophecy come true.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
fun. When Marty McFly
that would be fun.
Cubs win, sweep the series.
Yep. All right, we better pause here because we have a television report. Jennifer's not here. I got to get myself organized unless you guys want to help a little bit. It'd be nice if you'd help once in a while.
I watched Gotham last night. I can tell you it's the best show on television.
Okay, that's it. That's the report. Gotham was on last night. I watched it. Best show on TV. End of television report.
Then watched football. My daughter was like, what are you doing, Daddy? I said, it's the best night in TV. Going. She says, why? I said, because Gotham and then football. It's great.
We watched another episode of this, say, season 2 of 24.
Live in the now. Live in the now, Dudley. Stop watching 20 years.
40. It's great stuff, actually. It really is. I remember now why the show was so good. So fabulously produced. So much going on.
There's so many.
He's got to be out of his mind to say, I don't want to do this anymore. Because it is just so good.
You are a dog with a bone, man. Can't let go.
From the person who is best in that department I know.
Yes.
Okay. McFadden, Kessler, Stefan, 44 passed on good day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really, really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Okay, we have 47 past the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with our on television.
Oh, no.
What's your problem?
I'm looking at TV.com.
Yeah.
New fall show ratings. We talked about this yesterday.
Yeah.
Minority Report. Out. Dead.
Yeah.
Blood and Oil. Dead.
Yeah.
Wait, that was fast.
Blood and Oil was Dallas, basically, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was basically Dallas with... Yeah.
So who needs another one of those?
Oh, that's a shame.
All right, so here's the latest remake story, Richie.
Yeah.
ABC is going to redo Fantasy Island. However, it will not be rich Corinthian leather. It'll be a woman who's going to do the let's see here.
Are they going to have a midget? That's all I want to know.
That's very politically incorrect. I mean, a height and challenge. What do they call midgets
vertically
now?
Vertically challenged.
Vertically
little
challenged.
People.
Yeah, right. I'm not sure about that. Like the original series, which ran for 8 years with Ricardo Montalban, who remembers the name of the midget?
Oh,
come on.
I can't remember.
That'd be, how much time we got? We got a minute?
Yeah,
let's give a quick prize. 888-302-3684.
I just blurted it out.
You almost did?
Yeah.
Who was the midget with the Ricardo Montalban, the original Fantasy Island? 888-302-3684. Get inside of our heads fast, though. 888-302, Doug. Who's the midget? I think they're both dead now, aren't they?
They are, yes.
Yeah.
Ricardo Montalban died a couple of years ago. All right, anyway, they're looking for a brilliant, dynamic, and sexy woman to run Fantasy Island. And so that's what they're... Fantasy Island with a woman. Good idea?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, they can recreate that show.
All right, Law and Order is making a Duggars-themed episode. Yeah, I didn't know that was going to come. That's how that show will keep going as long as those people want to stay in it. Until if Mariska Hargitay wants to off, that'll be the end of it. But right now she's making $680,000 an episode. Why would you want off of that? Right? Who wants to get off of that? All right, let's see here.
David's got his show name. I forgot that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, David, what's the story?
I believe it was Tattoo.
Tattoo is his name on the show. What's his real name as an actor?
Oh, it's French.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Ben has it.
Ben, what's the name of this actor?
Hervé Villechaize.
That's it. Hervé Villechaize. Give him a prize, Richie. 51 after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
After the hour now, you're riding around in your car on your way to work. Hello. If you're at home and you're trying to figure out what to do with your day, look in the mirror, tell that person you see in the mirror you love him or her, and then start from there planning your day, all right? If you're on a train riding to New York, Richie, what should we do with the people riding the train to New York and listening to this program?
When you're riding through Baltimore and Philly, take a nap. Go to the food car.
Yeah, that's it.
Get yourself one of the ham and cheese sandwiches wrapped in cellophane.
All right, one of the food on the train, unless you sit in first class, is awful. Okay, so we have need for more fun, I'm told, by some in the focus group. So if you think we don't have fun here, we actually do have a lot of fun, sometimes more of it off the air than on the air, and that doesn't benefit you much at all. I understand that. So more fun on the air. Sometimes we create it. Sometimes we sit and listen to others who create it. I don't know what you think of Steve Harvey. I know I like him. I like what he does. I like everything. I like his radio show. I like his daytime talk show. I like what he does on the Family Feud. I have a fantasy on my mind since Fantasy Island. So let's have a little fun. Well, let's sort of see if we can learn more about Steve Harvey. Who wants to learn more about Steve Harvey? We'll learn more. Whether you want to or not, you're going to. All you need to know about Steve Harvey, coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Okay.
Okay, what?
What do you need that? I don't need any spots.
Oh.
Go right to it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Are we having a conversation on the air? Or
yeah, no.
Okay.
I don't need
to talk. Stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So here's Steve Harvey. Don't you like how wonderfully well-oiled this machine is? Talk about trains going down the train track.
You can tell we don't talk about the show during the break.
I told you. What do you mean? That's not fair. I told you what I wanted to do.
Right. And I got all the cuts. So let's go.
Yeah, but I figured you were... All right. Never mind. Steve Harvey commenting about making the most of a small living space.
I was homeless. I lived in a car for 3 years. So
you
think that apartment is small. Try changing your clothes in the car and you're 6'2". Try that. Why don't you quit calling it small? First of all, move in there and just use the space you have. Take this little space and optimize it. You know, get one of them Murphy beds. You know, them little beds that stay up against the wall. Then at night, it's a bed. Or you can get that day bed thing. See, I've done all this here. Get you a day bed that's a sofa during the daytime,
okay,
and throw them pillows on the floor, and it's your bed at
okay
night. You know, you got to make this thing work.
You know what? That's true about him, by the way. A man at 54 years old now. When he was in his 30s, he lived in his car for 3 years.
Did not know that.
Yep. What does that tell you about success, huh? How many people have been
put
there
and
done that?
It. Yep.
Oh,
do anything.
Man. That's why I have so much respect for him, frankly. I have a lot of respect. I like him. I never met him. I would like to know him. But I will tell you, he's got something going for him, for himself. Here's one of the people on his program. He does a daytime talk show. A musical theater director with a question about getting her students to appreciate ballet and jazz and tap dance and that sort of thing, even though the students are only interested in new stuff.
I'm a musical theater director, and I'm trying to get my students to appreciate ballet, jazz, and tap dancing. But Steve, no matter how hard I try, all these kids want to do is the nay-nay.
See, once you incorporate ballet into it, and out of the ballet move, let them do what they want to do. And then as you teach them the ballet, you teach them that they can't make no money doing the nay-nay. But people become millionaires doing the
plie.
You're very young. How old are you?
I'm 31.
I thought you was about 24, something like that. See, if you was 24, I was going to introduce you to my son.
Well, Steve, is that a problem?
Well, I don't know. See, he ain't got nothing right now. You 31, you working and all like that.
But we got you, Dad.
Ain't got nothing. All right, here he is talking to an audience member about her 14-year-old son's sudden interest in girls.
My 14-year-old baby boy is a high school freshman, and he's also handsome. The problem is these girls are taking his mind away from school and his homework.
If his focus is on girls, that's it. He's 14. God forbid he gets some affection. I'm just talking about a kiss from a girl. That's it. We're done with school, extracurriculum activities. It's all built around the girl. That's his world from now on. You have to tie these girls to his schoolwork and activity. See, what you got to do is you got to say, I'll let you play football as long as you get the good grades so the girls can come to the game. We play football not for us, for girls. You just because of your little baby boy.
It's my baby.
Yeah, it's little baby. And then one of them little girls going to break his heart. I didn't help you at all, did I?
No.
You're just sitting there with the prayer position. Oh, Father God, Lord Jesus, give me an answer.
Yeah. All right, so now you know a little more about Steve Harvey, a very good radio and television talent. In this person's humble opinion, this person is Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.